term free energy is probably the most misused term in the world. The term that I would use is free radiant energy.
Radiant energy is not a mystery. It is brought into the environment every time a magnetic wave collapses. This electrostatic burst is reactive power, unusable by conventional means, wasted and abundant. Radiant energy is available everywhere. The trick is tapping into it. In the late 1800s, this was done by Nikola Tesla. This electrostatic effect is the primary operating principle of his wireless transmitter that he was prevented from making. And he was able to harness it to power his 80 horsepower Pierce Aero electric automobile that charged its own batteries. During the 1920s, Thomas Henry Murray worked with this energy and demonstrated a power source he developed, which would generate 50,000 watts. The U.S. Patent Office refused to grant Murray a patent. In the late 1950s, Edwin Gray built working models that could capture radiant energy from the discharge of high-voltage capacitors. And in the 1970s, he reproduced Tesla's self-charging electric car. In the 1980s, Paul Bauman started building models of his Tastika machine to power his small community in Switzerland. While working on crystals, John Bedini took interest in radiant energy and built several machines that can generate usable energy by harnessing the electrostatic burst created by the collapse of a magnetic field.
There's no closed motor loop. There's no magnetic gaps to adjust. There's nothing. Okay? There's basically this one little circuit that fires itself through a magneto action, and you capture that electrostatic moment. You transform that and you send it to the secondary battery.
We have our primary battery. We are taking a little bit of energy from this battery. It is furnishing a small amount. That actually gets the system set up and begun. We're doing mechanical work with a fan. In this battery, the flash charging, taking energy from the vacuum, is producing more energy deposited in the battery to charge it than we have drawn from this battery. In this particular system, about 8 or 10 times as much, depending on what speed it's working at.
An open source internet group was formed in 2004 that allowed others the ability to replicate the Bedini motor and see for themselves. For just over $100, anyone could build their own simple Bedini wheel and observe these effects. A rapid series of magnetic field collapse produces large spikes of radiant energy, which are then collected and stored in a battery bank. The simple version shared online isn't going to power your home, but it can be scaled up to one that can. John Bedini has done this.
Okay, we're going to take one bank of semi-charged batteries, and we're going to put the energy into another bank of batteries. Then we're going to draw off the energy over here on this panel. 2.4 kilowatts is what we're going to take.
So you got a source battery.
Yeah.
Where are those?
Okay, they're around the corner on the other side. Source batteries are right here. And these are pretty well up to snuff. These are low. Right now we're going to charge these batteries here.
And so have hundreds of people all over the world. Many have shared their work for others to repeat, because you're not going to find this in a store. You're going to have to build one for yourself. This is being done right now by Limitless Potential Technologies in Canada.
If you're new here, the purpose of this channel is to release new clean energy technology to the people, open sourced, without fear or greed. If you're into science, new technology, tinkering, building, dreaming big, manifesting your goals and your passions in life, you're in the right spot, because that's what we're doing from here in my garage in our secret laboratory in Kelowna, British Columbia, Canada. This is our advanced pulse motor technology. It's now running. We've got it at a very base level. We're going to be ramping it up from here and increasing all of the inputs and variables.
Greg Reese reporting. The Reese Report is now fully funded by my Substack subscribers. Subscribe today and support my work at gregreese.substack.com.